Blog Talk Radio.
Hey y'all, hey y'all, hey y'all. This is your girl, Latasha Renee, aka Pretty Poetic, and you are live with me on my podcast, Rose, Gold, and Magnolia. I air at 11 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. I think I'm on New York time tonight, but still the same thing. Hopefully, you guys are joining me right now. I have some new exclusive music, and we're going to jump into some great discussions tonight. I am going to jump into the first song because I'm pretty excited. Let me tell you a little background about this artist. He is straight from Nigeria, very good friend of mine. Yes, I do socialize. This is outside of my hometown. But anyway, it's more about him. He is a African artist, Afrobeat, Fisima. He's straight, again, from Nigeria. Very good friend of mine. And I have the exclusive on many of his great music. I had the pleasure of retrieving two tracks tonight. So I'll start with the first one, and I'll probably end his last track at the end of the show. But you guys, let me know what you think. So his name on all social media platforms, if you do want to look him up, is Ashavine, King Ashavine, y'all. I'm going to jump into this first song. Please enjoy it. And then I'll talk more about the Afrobeat music that's on the rise. Please, again, like I said, enjoy this beautiful set of music. Again, my artist tonight, his name is Ashavine, straight from Nigeria. Enjoy it, y'all.
This a loving where we get it, baby, make you no go put us under. Oh yeah. You say you love me, baby, just the other day I saw you with another. Oh no. Why you gon' do like that? Oh, ah. Oh, why you gon' cut a shit with me? Thought you really had my back. Oh, ah. Why you gon' cut a shit with me? Yeah. If I read, I wanna walk with you. Baby, share with me. Oh, oh, ah. If I read, that could share with me. You are the apple of my eyes, oh. Then I come back, and go my down. Oh, then I come back, and go yada, go yada.
Tell me, girl, where you come from? Are you from Germany or you Hong Kong? That you was a good girl, but you got wrong. Don't leave me hanging, baby, don't run. Tell me, girl, where you come from? Are you from Germany or you Hong Kong? Had you was a good girl, but you gone wrong. Don't leave me hanging, baby, don't run.
This is a loving where we get it, baby, make you no go put us under. Oh yeah. You say you love me, baby, just the other day I saw you with another. Oh no. Why you gon' do like that?
Oh ah.
Oh, why you gon' cut that shit with me? Thought you really had my back.
Oh, ah.
Why you gon' cry that shit with me?
Yeah. If I tell you that, I go die for you. Baby, now I lie, I be lying. If I tell you that, I go crazy for you. Where they do, oh, go, yeah, be. Tell me, girl, where you come from? Are you from Germany or you Hong Kong? That you was a good girl, but you got wrong. Don't leave me hanging, baby, don't run. Yeah. Tell me, girl, where you come from? Are you from Germany or you Hong Kong? That you was a good girl, but you got wrong. Don't leave me hanging, baby, don't run. Yeah. Tell me, girl, where you come from? That you was a good girl, but you got wrong. Yeah. Tell me, girl, where you come from? That you was a good girl, but you got wrong.
Mr. G on the mix.
That it was Ashavine. Y'all can't tell me that music ain't dope. It just gets you in the mood to just want to start dancing. That's the one thing about Afrobeat music. Even if you're having the worst day, you can put it on in your whole vibe. It's on a whole nother level. But yes, that's one of my very good friends. And he, I, in my eyes, is definitely the next in line to come up rise when it comes to Afrobeat music. So let's just a little knowledge on Afrobeat music. And for the last 10 years, this genre of music has grown into the most popular music in history right now. And as y'all know, y'all are very well aware of artists like Wiz, Wiz Kid, Davido, Burna Boy, a lot of this fusion West African music has brought our culture to such an amazing vibe. It's focused, it's creating this fun and unifying, energetic type of design of music that makes you just want to live live and just be in the moment. Like, the energy is crazy. So Afrobeat is definitely one of my pioneer type of music because it's culture. You know what I'm saying? It's influential. It's a lot of people would say it's highly political, but it's off the charts right now. One of my besides like the underground artists like Asher V himself, he's been doing music for a very long time. But I don't want those artists to go unnoticed. But the consistency and just being determined will definitely get these artists far. And as you can see, Wiz, as many, everybody's very well aware of who WizKid is. He has, to my eyes, he's opened the gates for Afrobeat music. And then a lot of the other artists, of course, have paved the way as well, but I really think he deserves his flower. And my friend Ashraveen, King Ashraveen, if I'm saying this wrong, I'm too sorry. I think he definitely can set a platform of the energy in Afrobeat music. I feel like his music is definitely a great vibe. It's motivational, and it just makes you feel really good. As you can see, like, everything's put together. Nothing needs to be changed. Nothing needs to be put into their music because it's love, it's passion. So anyway, so music has been around for more than 10 years now. And, like, we've recently seen how popular it's become, especially in the UK. They're going crazy right now. Like, this sound of music has changed so many and brung things out of people. Like, even people like you will never imagine to listen to this type of music. It's definitely unifying. So, like, even in back in 2000, I think MTV had this base for, like, Afrobeat type of music. It started the waves of those type of artists like Naito C, Star Cody, and all these other artists that were just putting Afrobeat music into the funding. So around that time, it wasn't as big, but I think that's when mainstream started to try and launch that type of music, probably 2004 to 2005. I could be wrong. Then, like, later on down the line, these other artists started to establish this platform and opening more bigger deals with big artists, as y'all know, like Rick Ross, or just make an appearance on songs. And then that's when, like, the invasion of Afrobeat started to come into play. Now you see a lot of people signing these artists from Ghana and Nigeria, and it started making a critical statement. After that, down the line, that's a lot of these artists started to reach the numbers on the charts. So it definitely put Afrobeat or this African West African music in ahead of the game. So a lot of these artists started seeing this type of wave and it started jumping on. And I can name a lot of celebrity artists that definitely took heed to this wave. Probably around like when the exposure started to open those gates, when they're like 2012 or 2013. But since then, Afrobeat has been the mainstay for UK and so many other towns and cities and countries, and has been hitting charts left to right. So this type of music is definitely it's just, it's a vibe that you can't, even, like I said, you just hear this, the beat. And you see the cultural background of it. It's just so hard to not notice, or just the energy is so hard to miss. It's the collaboration and just everybody bringing this tune to Earth. It's bringing Mother Earth back into its course, and I love it. I couldn't wish nothing else. And, you know, we all have our sense of genre of music to listen to. But if you haven't been introduced to Afrobeat music, I advise you to do your research. So yeah, I've been really like trying to research and dig deeper into the Afrobeat vibe and the cultural background of it and the artists that have definitely paved the way for it. And big ups to y'all. And again, I like to say I want to highlight the underground artists that are trying to come up, and they're seeing these big artists like Wizkid and all of them, and they're trying to, you know, follow the leader, lead by example. And I commend them. It's really hard to get the recognition, especially in those countries. And if you make it out, you know, big ups to you. You deserve it. Just keep being consistent. Keep being determined. And God will prevail. He'll find a way. A lot of these artists have testimonies. They have stories, and they're all putting into their music. And again, they deserve their flowers. I mean, this African style of music has been around for so long. You know, our African culture music has been around for years, decades, but the vibe now is so different. Like, you know, it's more upbeat, it's creative, it's cultural, it's a dance craze, it's everything in one. So, again, it's going to continue to grow. It's going to continue to be appealing. It's going to continue to unify and bring people together, and that's the beauty of it. So I'm going to forever represent music, because it's definitely truly, truly on the rise and will forever be if we keep supporting and motivating this divine cultural beat features, whatever you want to call them. They deserve it. I big up to all the artists that are just, you know, feeling the love. Like, you know, energy, the frequency of music is so strong and energetic, and it's just like, if you're on live tonight, if you seen that movie called Happy Feet, that's what this reminds me of. You see all the paintings just coming together, and it's this source of colorful beam of light. It brought them all together, because music is love, it's passion, it's life, it's energy, it's frequency, it's everything, it's emotion, it's a testimony, it's a story. So definitely keep the music streaming, promote it, market. It's free. You know what I mean? Announce, you know, just give people that platform, give people that light. So big ups to y'all forever supporting this type of music. Let's jump into the next topic, financial stability, something very, 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 very detrimental and important in everyone's life. I've come to realization that, I mean, I've always known that financial stability is definitely key and something that is of importance in anyone's life. You know, you want to be able to move a certain way and live a great lifestyle, but in order to do that, you have to be stable. And I advise, if you're not stable, you're trying to find a way, if you do have like a 9-to-5, I definitely say take heed to side hustles. Look into brand ambassador jobs. For me, from experience, my lifestyle is like very busy. So I had to find opportunities and careers that fit my lifestyle. I always say tap into how you move on a day-to-day basis, your intellect, how you interact with people. Are you good with people? Are you good with a team? Are you good by yourself? Are you good in the office setting? Take those things, write it down, and then kind of fit yourself where need be. And then don't cheat yourself. Start looking for jobs that pay based not only just a piece of paper saying you have a degree, but based on your experience. And if you build a resume, something that's beneficial to prove your experience of the things that you install and use in an effective to put yourself in a good position to get that type of pay salary or pay stuff, whatever. Use that to your advantage, because reality, if you go to these jobs and interview and they ask you, what's your pay rate? Like, were you looking to get paid? Give them a good amount, because you treat yourself to be like, oh, yeah, I'm just open. No, if you have over 10-year-plus experience of being a pharmacy tech or a medical assistant or CNA, you're supposed to get paid for what you're worth. You're based on your experience. Give them a great estimate. Don't treat yourself because you just want to get the job. No. And that's another thing. We fear that if we don't, if we go beneath the bill, or if we go below our standards to fit the needs of what these managers or these, you know, the people that interviewers, we treat ourselves out of a good pay. So it's like, no, be honest. And if that job is not willing to pay you what you're worth, then you find another job until you're at a point in life. I can't even talk today. I'm so sorry. You're at a point in life where you're gonna be financially straight. It's hard. It's really hard getting these type of jobs. It's not an easy thing. But, you know, I always say practice interviewing yourself before you go to an interview, and write out the things that's important to you, and make sure you base that conversation based on your practice, I'm going to say your practice around interviewing yourself. Use those key points and bring it into your interview, and I guarantee they will fill your needs, because at the end of the day, a lot of these jobs are opening up. They need people. And they know that people are not going to come back to work unless they're going to pay them well. Now, some jobs are going to stick with the bare minimum. That doesn't mean that you have to go within that. Again, going beneath your standards. You don't have to fit that criteria. If you are over 10 years experience in a job, set your pay and be stern about it. If you're just going into a job out of high school, then that's different. You know, you're going to have to build your experience. If you have a connection, if you have connects to these jobs, use those people. You know what I mean? Like, use them to your advantage, because a lot of people have been in these jobs for years and they still get paid a certain amount. I was working at a daycare center, a learning center, and they didn't pay anything, honestly, but I got paid more than the teachers that's been there longer than me, and that's bananas. It was based on my experience, so, you know what I mean, even though I still wasn't getting, you know, like, I wouldn't say over $25 an hour, but still, it's just like, that's ridiculous. Like, these people are putting themselves, and that's another thing, think of these jobs, you're putting yourself at harm, in danger every day. You know what I mean? No matter what job you're going to right now, because COVID is still out there. So definitely have a pay rate that's going to allow you to not only help with your responsibility, but help you save money. And that's another thing, being financially speaking, budget your money. I know I had a hard time of saving money, and that was probably one of the most important things that I needed to work on. So always set aside like a weekly $50 to $100-something, maybe $200 every week or every 2 weeks, maybe $400, whatever you can afford. Get something in a savings account, or get an account that you know you're not going to touch, and let that money build up. I guarantee, when I don't advise, if you don't want it, a 401k, because some things are, at the end of the day, it's good to have because you build your money, but the price you pay that money out when you probably leave a job or you retire or stuff like that, the percentage they take from taxes is ridiculous. But if it's something that's beneficial to you, I say take heed to it. Just look into the fine blueprints of the 401k, because there's a lot to it than just you saving money. Because when you earn and you're saving money through the government or through IRS or any type of funding, you're going to pay a percentage back to the government. They're going to want their money at the end of the day. So I say this, if you do look into those type of retirement plans, look into the fine blueprint because there's so much more to it than you know. But definitely have a side savings account, something that you know you're not going to really touch unless it's a case of emergency. So, yeah, side hustle, savings account, budget your money, and when you go into these jobs, be certain about what you want to be paid. And definitely get a career or a job that fits your lifestyle. Invest in credit cards. If you're not responsible enough to take care of that type of responsibility, don't do it. If you do, start out with one of secure credit cards, something that doesn't have a high rate, tax high rate, or what do they call that, the percentage. I can't think of it, but you know what I mean. Like, get a secure card to where you have a limit so you won't go over. I know with my two credit cards, I have a limit, but I can go over it because it's not really like a secure card. But to start off, I would say get a secure credit card and budget yourself. Get a limit so you won't go over. And when I first started the credit card world, I was told use it for important reasons only, like gas, if you needed food, and then when you use the credit card, pay it off as soon as you can, as soon as possible, even within that day. That'll help you build your credit. That'll help you build your credit. So that's another reason, another way to be financially stable and have an accountability partner. I think having someone, and when I say accountability partner, I mean someone that's really good with money and saving and stuff like that. Somebody that's really going to be on it with you, you know, like a real good friend, a real good advisor, financial advisor, someone that can counsel you with maintaining your money. You can pay somebody if you want, whatever you know fits into your budget or your lifestyle, like I said. And that motivational counselor for money would definitely help you stay on the right track. So those are some of financial stability advice and tips that I can give to y'all today. Anyway, let's get into the guest caller number. I didn't even state it in the beginning of the show. Excuse me, today's been a long day. I really wanted to jump into that music, though. That music, let's take a moment of silence for that music. But that music is everything. I love Afrobeat music. It just gets me going. Like, after I'm done meditating and stuff like that, I put my music on, start cleaning, cooking. I'm just in the vibe, I'm in the mood. And it's just like that music doesn't even have any type of negative setback. Like, it's just we'll never have a negative to that. And that's the one amazing thing about it. A lot of music, it turns me off nowadays. But that music is the bomb. It really is. Oh, excuse me. Mm-hmm. That is sound right. Call 911. But anyway, yes, big up to that music. But big up to financial stability is key for us. We're getting older, you all. My next topic I want to talk about is releasing and moving forward. I talk about a lot of detoxing and healing on the show because it's definitely crucial in our culture or in our generation right now because there's a lot of shifts changing going on. People are just seeing the world for what it really is, seeing people for what it really is, and just seeing their surroundings and try to make it in a better livelihood and environment for themselves. And I feel like it's crucial with detoxing and healing, not just mentally, but physically, emotionally, spiritually, and even healthy-wise. You can release and move forward within your own health. Let's talk about that. Eating good food. People don't think that is a part of your healing process. What you put in your body says a lot about how you love yourself and how you will go throughout the day of just interacting with people and how you move, period. Food has a lot of importance in our life, and we don't necessarily look at it that way. What you put in your body will result in a lot of health reason-wise. Jesus Christ, help me, y'all. A lot of fast foods, fattening foods, dairy, stuff like that is very detrimental to the body. It causes a lot of illnesses. You know, the body takes a turn when you're feeding it things that it's not supposed to be intake. But, you know, we're so used to eating these things, like our body just kind of gets adapted to it. Since I was a kid, I wasn't really big on meat. But I did eat meat. I stopped eating meat about 10 years ago. I was just talking to a friend of mine about this. And when I say it's the most refreshing thing ever, your body, it takes this weight off. But then you're able to fight off a lot of illnesses and stuff like that. Not that I don't get sick, but I rarely get sick. So that's a blessing to say that. But a lot of the meats and stuff like that aren't as good as they used to be in my eyes. And dairy is the main factor that really is very that's something you have to really be cautious of, because a lot of these cows and stuff are, you know, they get sick. Pigs get sick, especially the ham. A lot of people eat ham. People don't like to hear this because they love meat. Again, I'm not telling you to turn the cheek of meat, but healthy-wise, it doesn't hurt to cut down some red meat and stuff like that, because it does cause a lot of health issues. But, yeah, it does. It has a lot to do with if you're on a healing journey and stuff like that. But if your doctor says, you know, you need to pick up the weight, there are a lot of other substances that you can use to gain weight. But again, people like to, you know, do things their own way, and to each his own. But I use the method of not eating meat, and I haven't eaten meat in a very long time. Anybody that knows me can tell, can vouch this for me. People are like, how you don't eat meat and you got all that? Boy, please. Like, listen, it's I'm proof of the pudding. I have not eaten meat over 10 plus years, and I am fine. I know a lot of people are vegan. Vegan is very hard. When I set out to be on my vegan journey, I lost like 30 pounds, but then I went back to college. I was like, oh, look, I like being healthy, but I got to gain some weight. So, again, do it at your own pace. Look into it. I say research as much as you can about food products that you can intake that's healthier for the body, and go for it. That definitely will help you release, and you're able to mentally do things differently, move in a different way. Your body, it just transforms. You're able to have energy. You're able to make better decisions. A lot of food does partake in the decision-making we make mentally, physically, emotionally, spiritually, too. So it intertwines with a lot of our body and soul parts of how we operate. So I say to you, research, research, research. This is the end of the show, and we have a minute. I am going to jump into the last song with King Ashrafin from straight from Nigeria, straight from the roots. I hope y'all appreciated this show. I hope you took heed to the information that I spoke about tonight. If you have any type of music that you would like to display and use on my platform, please reach out to me on any of my social media at Latasia Renee or PrettyPoetic_LJ. And I will get in touch with you. Just please be professional and let me know exactly why you're reaching out to me. I love y'all. Make sure y'all tune in at 11 p.m. Eastern Standard Time every other day. You'll see me post it. I appreciate the love. It's been great love and great support. Blessings to you all. And please enjoy this music and keep promoting Afrobeat music. Big up, y'all. Have a good night.
Yellow, another girl with the mind blown.
Floating from the single, floating from the single.
Them say we no go make 'em. How's you and my brother? Living la vida loca. Ever me Oluwa logo.
They say we no go make 'em. Now we dey count the paper. Living la vida loca. Ever me Oluwa logo.
Hey, ever me Oluwa logo. Eba mi Oluwa logo.
Hey, eba mi Oluwa logo. Hey, eba mi Oluwa logo.
I hustle from coast to coast.
He too is my brother. Nobody body know. Who no no go no. To the back panile, I did it, my brother. Elada Masu, oh ya turn up. This life where you see is full of mystery, oh. My brother Ozu, Ozu, call him Aje, Aje. Hey, sound chief, the killer sound, oh. One thing must kill a man, oh. Cow lost, Aboki go cry, oh. If you break up, Olo show go smile, oh. Now every day I dey work, I dey beg Baba God for mercy. As I dey work every day, Baba God make I see your mercy. If not by who walk fast, I for dey compete with Lionel Messi. As I dey work every day, make I see your mercy.
It no easy to become a man, to become a great nigga liar. Hey liar. Them say we no bro make em. Ozu and my brother, living la vida loca, ever me Oluwa logo.
They say we no go make a, now we the county paper. Living la vida loca, ever me Oluwa logo.
Hey, ever me Oluwa logo. Hey, ever me Oluwa logo.
Hey, hey, ever me Oluwa logo. Hey, 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 hey